Tech Talk time on WATD. I'm Rob Hackelow along with Lisa Zizi. And every week at this time, we check in with our technology guru. That's David Snell over at Act Smart IT in Pembroke.
Good morning, David. How you doing?
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, David. All right, we're going to be...
Come on in.
Come on in here. We're talking about, thank you, Ring. We're going to be talking more about Ring, but the camera, not the doorbell. Ring announcing new security protocols for its cameras. But I guess they got a lot of different types of cameras, David.
I guess they do. They have the Ring doorbell. They've got the cameras inside. They've got cameras on the outside of your house. They've got all sorts of surveillance equipment in use in neighborhoods around the country. And the challenge has been, and I'm sure you've seen the ads, and not the ads, but the reports of folks having their cameras hacked and people talking to children in their bedrooms and all that kind of stuff. Well, Ring has finally moved forward to take a little more secure, be a little more security conscious with their cameras by mandating all users will now have to use two-factor authentication to log into their accounts.
Okay.
Now, that's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, because I mean, seeing those videos of the petrified families hearing these voices or a voice coming through their camera is just absolutely awful.
Oh, it is.
Absolutely is.
I mean, these are people that are completely taken by surprise.
Yeah,
I mean,
you can tell. Wasn't there that weirdo that wanted to deliver a pizza to the family or like that?
I mean, some of these things have been more prankish, I guess. I mean, yes, it's bad. It's a violation. But you're right. I mean, they had talked about, hey, I want to bring, a pizza, or I'm Santa Claus. Remember that one?
Ugh.
Where it was telling the girl.
Yeah, another one.
Creepy.
I'm Santa Claus. Talk to me in the speaker. So, yeah, I mean, these have been violations of people's privacy. But it came to the point, David, you said in most of these cases where people were not proactive enough about, doing what you need to do to strengthen those passwords.
Yeah, just changing default passwords is the first problem. People don't tend not to do that. They set it up and it works, and okay, I'm good to go. Well, that's not always the case. Now, this having two-factor authentication as mandatory for all users is a good step forward, and Ring is offering two methods to send that code to the end user, and that would be via email or a phone number, which would be a cell phone so it can be texted. An email is something that could also be hacked very easily. Or your password could be hacked for that. It's much more difficult, although not impossible, to get a text to your phone to another phone. So anyone who's going to do this, I'm going to recommend that they use the phone number, their cell phone, to get that text. Yes, it makes it a little more inconvenient, but the inconvenience is at the cost of being secure and not having people breaking into your cameras and watching what you do or listening to what you're doing without you even knowing it.
Yeah. I mean, I think most people, I would imagine, would be very concerned with audio and video, invasions. Listening and or recording video. And, what do people do with that stuff? And people are concerned about their privacy, and rightfully so. And, some will say, well, you're buying this type of technology, but that doesn't mean that we invite the invasion. That's not supposed to be part of the deal.
Yeah, we're not inviting strangers in. We're not leaving our door unlocked to just let these people in. But if you don't change that password, you are essentially leaving your door unlocked.
So you got the door, but it's got no lock on it, or it's unlocked. And so I come to the door, and I just turn the doorknob here, and it's open. So I guess I'm going to go in there.
All right, so the two-factor authentication
that should help things right away.
Is helpful. Is there something else the Ring user should be doing?
Well, they should really be making sure they change that default password. No matter what your password is, what the default password is, you should have a strong password for these types of devices. And again, it should not be a password you use on any other site. Mm. We talk about this all the time. Two-factor authentication is great, but if they already have one factor of your authentication, which is the password you use everywhere, then they're halfway to the goal.
Mm. Yeah.
So you want to make sure you're not doing that.
Defeats the two-step. Okay, and it says Ring is going to, quote, temporarily pause the use of most third-party analytics services in the Ring apps and websites. So
they say funny. That just came to light last month, Rob.
Just kind of throw that in there.
Where they found that that Ring was collecting this data or using data sent to Facebook, which is, we know how good they are with securing our data.
Oh, secure.
So that they were doing all of the data manipulation through Facebook. So they're going to stop that now, temporarily, until they find a way to allow us, the user, to opt out of the data sharing. They haven't found that yet. They haven't created that opt-out process yet.
Yikes.
One of the things that people forget, Rob, is that even though it's, let's just say it's a camera, or let's just say it's your Wi-Fi or whatever, people don't realize that even though they don't have your exact street address, which actually isn't that hard to get, they do have the IP address that information is coming from, which can be traced back to that street address. So for folks who want to do something illegal, there are ways to find out where you are, where your house is, where your kids are. You need to think this through as you start setting up your securities.
Oh, this is so stressful.
Well, you're not going to get any of this.
No,
anyway.
I don't want it. But it makes you realize that just essentially everything you connect to your online to be online, it is vulnerable.
Yeah,
and it makes you just second guess everything you've done. Should I have shopped on that website? Should I have created this profile on this social network? You know, all those things. It's just so scary. This is just a reminder of how some of those awful people out there.
Click here for free coupons.
That's how it starts.
All right. David Snell's got all the information you need to know. And again, this is just good advice no matter where we go from here in the future. Ring announcing new security protocols for their cameras. Check it out. If you're thinking about getting a home camera as well, this would be definitely worth the read. David, where do people go?
People go to my website, xsmartit.com, and click on my blog link. All the information about Ring and their new security protocols.
All right. Wave to David. Here he is. Hey, David. Thanks for watching. All right, David Snell. Thank you.
Thank you.
818 on WATD.